goes on the Nedava Mishara Leshnuyaba. Let's say bring a Korban Eila for a Nedava. So it's a Korban Eila. Havad is an Aveira that you're not allowed to think to bring in the Shem another Korban. Havad is a Biyamach Shava Shtar Leshmo. That's Rabbi's Svar here also. And that's what our Mishnah teach us. That by Menachos also the same Svarah. Even though the Kohen had the wrong machshava b'shas kemitza, he did not have the right again to make that wrong machshava b'shas the next three avodis of Kabbalah, Halacha, and Aktara. Now the Gemara says, "Leim alachur." Let's say matnitzim like Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah that says that I call upon them by these two menachos, a minchas choyt and a minchas kenois, shalei l'shmo is a psul. So who that's not like Rabbi Shimon. Because Tanya, we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says, "Call ha-menachas, all the menachas." Rashi says, "V'afilu minchas chayta, even the minchas chayta." Shenik mitzu shalei lishmon that b'shas the kohen was doing the kemitza, taking the handful of the flour and oil out. He had a mind shalei lishmon to do with the shem another mincha. Still k'sheres, according to Rabbi Shimon, the mincha is still kosher, and the olal lebailul mishum chayva. That also Yemekayim Yechayv. So Chizur Hashimin is arguing both parts of our Mishnah, in the Reisha and the Seifa, in the Reisha by Shar Menachos, that our Mishnah says true with Kosher, but the Mishnah says, if you did it Shleil Shimon, it's not Olu Lubay Lushim Chayva. And here Hashimin holds yes, that if you bring a Minchas Machavas, L'shem a Minchas Macheshes, still the Minchas is Kosher, and it's Olu Lubay Lushim Chayva. And then what did by Minchas Chayt also? If you have Shleil Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, the machshav of shlo lishmo is not absolved by a mincha. And what's Rabbi Shimon's reason? He says, shein ha-menachos doinus lezvachim, because the mincha is not like a korban, not like a zevach. Shehakoymet machavas lishmacheshes. Let's say really it's a minchas machavas. We say again, a machavas is like a frying pin. It's supposed to be in a frying pin without a cover on top. That's the way you plan to make your mincha. And now b'shas tekoim is making the kemitza. He had a mind to do with l'shem ha-macheshes, which is a deeper type of a pot that gets harder there. So if you have this machshava, Shimon says this machshava means nothing. You know why? Ma'aseh ma'chichen aleha. That l'maisa we see clearly what you're doing. L'maisa you have a machavas here. So since you have a machavas, the machshava that you have in mind to do with l'shem ha-macheshes is like bottle. It means nothing. According to Rabbi Shimon, if we see that your actions are not the way you're thinking, so your thoughts mean nothing. It's called the machshava b'teila. It doesn't do anything, that machshava. The machshava is not partial. That's what more me to say, that machavas l'shum macheshes, ma'iseh ma'chichen aleh l'shum machavas. The ma'iseh, clearly action, clearly shows us that you are bringing a machavas. Therefore your machshava means nothing. Let's say another case. Let's say chareva l'shum belula. You bring in a mincha chareva, mincha kenoif, it has no oil inside it, and you have a mind to do with the Shem Mincha that does have oil. So also that machshav is bottle means nothing, because ma'aseh mechichen aleha. Your actions, we see right now what you're doing. That according to your actions, we see clearly you are bringing a minchas chareva. You're not bringing shemen here. Therefore, that machshav means nothing. What's going to be in mechichen aleha l'shem chareva? That your actions showing us clearly that you are bringing a minchas chareva dried out mincha. Therefore, Shimon holds by menachis. Since your actions show us clearly what you're doing, your machshava means nothing. Avo, but the zvochim, by mesech the zvochim, there the Shimon agrees. Einokain, there by zvicha, by karbonis is different. Because shchita achas l'kulam, whether you shecht in the korban oilo, or whether you shecht in the korban chatis, is the same type of a shchita. So if you're making a korban oilo, and you have a mind to do it l'shem chatis, there the machshava means something. We do not see you bringing an oilo. Maybe you really bring in the chatis. So there the machshava does something, so by a korban oil it makes it that the owner of that mekayim is chayiv. And by a korban chatas it makes it that it's even possible. The same thing, zrika achas lekulam. There's one zrika for all the kabbonis. The kabbalah achas lekulam is one maisa kabbalah, kabbalah sadam. Therefore, b'shas the kabbonis, there it's not nika for which korban you're bringing it. So by zvachim, Rabbi Shimon agrees to the first mission in zvachim that there is a psul shmei lishmo. Either like all lebaylem, or it's really possible. Only by menachos here is svar is ma'aseh mechichen aleha. That's not being a shinui. That your ma'aseh is nuchach. You're talking doing the way you're supposed to. Therefore, the machshava is not possible. So Mora says, let's see. Honi chol Ravashi is good according to Ravashi's teretz. The Yomel that later we're going to ask the Stephen Rabbi Shimon, that one place of Shimon says there is a psul shleil shmo by Menachis. So Rashi answered the Stephen by saying, "Anicha Rashi the Yomel can the kaimas machavas leshuma cheshes, can the kaimas minchas machavas leshum minchas macheshes." That when does Rabbi Shimon say it's kosher? If you say that the kaimas machavas, you're doing a kmitz on a machavas, you say you have a mitzvah l'shem macheshes. That means nothing. But when you mention the name of a mincha, kan b'koydas minchas machvas, if you say the name of a minchas machvas, and then you have in mind to do with the shame of minchas macheshes, that pasul, then the machshava does pasul. So according to Vashi's teretz, then masnis now mishnah that says it is pasul, or it's le'olu l'banu mishum choyvom, you can answer even according to Rabbi Shimon, that tell you masnisin mincha l'shum minchahi, that the mishnah is talking about when you say the word mincha, l'shem another mincha, that there Rabbi Shimon agrees, there would be a psul machshava. And Rashi says like there has with, if you don't mention the name of a mincha, you just say the name of the kli you're using, the machlas or macheshes, that's divrei ruach b'yamas, that's nothing, doesn't mean anything, because the mice will see which kli you're using. But once you use the name of the mincha, then you can say Rabbi Shimon agrees, that since you're using the shame of the mincha, so if you change the shame of the mincha, the shame another shame, that's also psul of shinu kodesh. So we'll see later on. So according to Rav Ashi, you can answer our mishnah good. But elo la rabba v'rova, according to rabba v'rova, what can you say? That they give different rutsim according to Rabbi Shimon. According to them, by shinu kodesh, it is not possible by a mincha. So the chura mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. So it says, v'chitem, maybe you want to answer me, could it call me shani rabba, maybe we'll use rabba teretz. And Rabbi says, even according to Rabbi Shimon, that kan b'shinu kodesh, kan b'shinu bailim, and maybe when does Rabbi Shimon say there's no psul machshava, that's by shinu kodesh. But by shinu bailim, there it's not nik who the owner is. So if you have a mind to bring it for a different owner, that does make a psul. So Mora says, that can't be good teretz. Or masnisin shinu kodeshu. But our Mishnah clearly is talking about shinu kodesh. And still it says it's possible. And so it's not like Rabbi Shimon. Diktoni, because our Mishnah says clearly, Kated, what's the example of Lishmon, Mishle Lishmon, Lishum Minchas Chaito, or Lishum Minchas Nadova? That's called a case of Shle Lishmon. So see clearly, it's a Shinu Kodesh. And still our Mishnah says that it's possible. So according to Rabbi's Teres, it doesn't come out good. And Vinam, even if you want to use Kedekor Mishani Rava, like Rava gives a Teres later and says, Kan Bekremit Minchas Mincha Lishay Mincha, Kam b'kaimitz mincha l'shum zevach. That maybe if he makes the kemitza l'shum another korban, that's what's possible. In other words, the Rashi says, when does the Shimon say it's kosher? Only if you have in mind one mincha l'shem another mincha. And Rashi says, mishum nesik, what the pasuk says, v'zoyz teros ha-mincha, means terach of the chol ha-menachas. So that's why the Shimon says there's no psul machshava by a mincha. But if you do a mincha l'shem a korban, then it would be possible. L'shem a zevach, then it would be possible. Samura says also that we're not fit now Mishnah. Our Masnis now Mishnah though is Mincha L'Shem Minchi. A Mishnah Omer Amitz L'Shem Mincha. To tell you that the Mishnah says clearly, what's the case of Shlo L'Shmon L'Shmon? L'Shem Minchas Nadova, L'Shem Minchas Chaita. So Kitzah Mishnah cannot come out according to Rabbi Shimon. Elo L'Rabba V'Rova, Machvat Masnis is like Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi and Rova, learns Pshan Rabbi Shimon, that by all Menachis, Shlo L'Shmon is Kshero. And all the Bible, Mishum Chayva, Senech Nami, it comes out that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, the Rome meet Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Shimon. Let me throw a question on Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya will not like this, the Gemara in Zvochim. Rabbi Shimon says, Kodshe Kedoshim hi, Kechatis Ukoshim. It says that a Mincha is Kodesh Kedoshim. The Pasuk says it's Kechatis Ukoshim. Rashi says the mincha ksiv, the korilei chatis v'yosham. So Shimon explains that yesh mihem kechatis, v'yesh mihem kiyosham. Certain minchas have a loch like a chatis, and certain menochas have a loch like an osham. What does that mean to say? That minchas choyta, a mincha that a choyta brings, a mincha that a choyta again, he did less of tumas midgish gudosha, or shvuas vitri, that he has to bring a mincha. So his mincha reike chatis has the same halach like a korban chatis. Lefika, what does it mean to say? Therefore, kom sa shlo lishmo psula. if the Kohen b'shasi makes the kmitza as in mind to do this mincha l'shem another mincha, the mincha becomes tzula, like a chatas, like a korban chatas. What about minchas nedava? First and stop brings a regular minchas nedava, he brings by himself. Then the locher is, harei koshim, that mincha is like a korban oshim. Lefikach, therefore, comes to shlo l'shmo, if you make a kmitza shlo l'shmo, he should know k'shera. Still the kmitza, the mincha is kosher. Ukoshim, but has lach on a korban oshim. What does that mean to say? Ma oshim kosher. V'yena maratzim. Just as the Tanakam in the first mission in Zvachim holds that oshim has lach like shar kabonis. That shalal lishmo is kosher. You could bring the avoidis. You could burn the meat. You could, the emurim. You could eat the meat. But la ol l'bayim l'shem choyvam. The owner has to bring another korban. Is v'yena maratzim. Is that minchas nedav? The same thing. A minchas nedav is the same thing. Kishera. Even though the Kohen made a Shinuk Kodesh here, he had in mind another Mincha. Still, the Lachar is the Mincha's Ksheira, and he could bring it, and he could burn the Kemitza, and eat the Shirayim. Just V'yeinim Ratza, that the owner does not have his Kapara, does not have his Ritzui, he has something, another one. Zchur is a Stira, he is here, B'Shimon holds, that even by a Mincha, also there's a Psal of Shlo Lishmo, or the Olo Bailam. So it was not like B'Shimon says before, that Kol HaManochois, So now we're going to have three tzvutzim on the stira that we wrote down before. So first, Omar Rabbi says, Lekasha, there's no stira. Kan b'shinu kodesh, kan b'shinu bailam. That when does the b'shimin say it's kosher? That's like we said, the svara by shinu kodesh. That the maiseh is mechichin aleo, that this is a minchas machavas. It's not a macheshes. So then the machshava means nothing. But by shinu bailam, you have in mind the wrong owner. There it's not Nikwa, we do not know who the right owner is. So there Rabbi Shimon agrees there would be a psul of Shinu Bailim by Menachis. Omulay Abaya vices back to Rabino Michti, let's see. Machshove de Pulsar Achmono. That the Torah says there's a psul Machshove by Kabonis or by Menachis. That there are two psulim. There's a psul Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailim. Is Hekeshi. It's Hekesh one to the other. If so, Abaya holds Mali Shinu Kodesh, Mali Shinu Bailim. What should be the difference? That if you hold there's a psul shino bailam by menachis, who then also has to be a psul shino kodesh. They both have the same halachis. So on this, Omalei, Rabbi says back, no, myself, my chichen, the Kamer Reb Shimon, svarihi. I tell you, that's what Reb Shimon says a svara, that by the machshavis of shino kodesh, the myself, my chichen, we can tell by the maisa that it's wrong, that's not called a machshavon. Rabbi Shimon says that in a svara, it's not a gzeras hakosev. And Echnam, even though the pasuk lemaisa, there's a hekish, that there are two psulim, there's a psul shino kodesh, there's a psul shino bailim. But Rabbi Shimon holds in a svara that there's a difference, that by menachis, since the machshav itself is nikur, we can tell clearly it's pasul, like a checker, because right now you are bringing a minchas machavas. So even though you have a mind to bring a minchas machashas, that's Rabbi Shimon's svara to say that the machshava with nika, that it's puzzle, does not make a psul. The Morris says the Rabbi Shimon Doris time of the crow, because Rabbi Shimon always hears the sheet that holds, we could dash and we could say a reasoning in the time of the crow. And machshava le minkara, puzzle rachmona. Which machshava is puzzle, it's not minkara. We can't tell right now that it's a puzzle to Shechem. By Yashino Bailim, we can't tell exactly who the owner is right now. So the other machshava puzzles. But machshava de minkara, but by mincha, where you say clearly shekem, where you say you want to bring this to machavas, the shema macheshes, here Rabbi Shimon holds minat svarom, loy posel rachmona, the Torah did not say that it's posel. So the kid said, this is the svarom, this is the first answer we have in the stira of Rabbi Shimon, this is the way Rabbi answers the stira. Now in brackets, we have a simin, all the shahs I'm going to bring down now, that oila, Molak, Umitsoi, Chatesoi, Kotche Gadoshim, Kotchen Kal, Kosunsi. Marius, now, if so, that's the Svara of Rabbi Shimon, Ela Meyat, if so, Ulasa Oif, Shelmolko Lamalom, Mishum Chatesoi. Let's say the claim was bringing an Ulasa Oif, that Ulasa Oif is supposed to do Lamalo, and he made the Malika Lamalo, he made the Malika Taka on top of the Chutasik, on top of the Mizbeach, and he had in mind there, Mishum Chatesoi. He had a mind to do it mishum achat esayif, so chutz shino kodesh. So lochari is that it's kosher, but only lebailim. the Balaam has no kapara from this korban. The question is why, according to Rishim and Tirtza, such a oif should be kosher, should be even maratza. Maisel machichon aleo. The early soifi, its maisa tells us clearly that it that this oif, the maisa, is an early soif. It can't be a chata soif. Why? The chata soif, because if it was really a chata soif, the way your machshav is right now, if so then, lamata have a yavid law. You should have done it on the bottom. A chata soif, the maisa is done on the bottom part of the mizbeach. But since this is done on the top part, it's clearly machiyat ratzon oilo. So there should not be any psul, it should even be mechap, it should be maratze. Smar answers no. Oto chate seif lamala mileiso. Is that true that you can't make them malika b'chate seif on top? Avadi you could. Vamama, we learned before that malika b'chomokon b'mizbeach k'shero. That the, any place on the mizbeach, like you could make them malika for chate seif. You could even do it lamala also. And economy, l'chatchila l'maisa, we do it lamata. Because right after the Malik, we have to make the mitzvah of the Dazoyas Adam, which by a Chatei Soif is done Lamata. But that's only Lechatchila. But any place that you make the Malik, it's also kosher. So Maisa, you could make the Malik on a Chatei Soif Lamala. Therefore, that's why the Machshav is a Psula. If you have an Eila Soif, and Bishas the Malik, the Kohen is Mechash of the things that he wants to do with Lashem Mechatei Soif, that Machshav would make a Psul. At least that'll be light yirtzeh, will not be maratzeh for the Bailam. We'll have to bring another one, Mishum Chayva. Now the Gemaris. If so, according to Rabbi Svar Nebi Shimin, Oy la soif, shemitza domo lamalo, l'shein chati soif tirtzom. If the Kohen B'Shas is doing the mitzvah Adam, he has Oy la soif, after he made the Malika, and now he's like pressing the oif against the Mizbech lamalo. If he has in mind then to do with l'shem achate soif, the churdei tirtza that the korban should even be maratza for the owner should be kosher 100% according to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Even though you have a shino kaidish, but ma'aseh machichon aleha, your ma'isa shows clearly the ela soifi. That's an ela soif since you're making the mitzli lamal in the top part of the chutas sikra. Because otherwise the achate soifi would really only be just a achate soif. If so, lamat have a yavid law that the avoid the way to make the mitzui or the hazois of the chate soif, that's lamata from the chuta sikra, not lamala, and that's the kuvra. But since you're making now the mitzui lamala in the top part of the mizbeach, the chutz nika clearly that it's an oif and not a chatis. So if you bring this oila soif, l'shem a chate soif, it should be kosher. And really the gnissa should be, like it says in the Nagoyis Tzon Kochim, that then lamata heavy, it would have been lamata, and the hazor heavy of it law, it would have been hazor. In other words, not that you're pressing the yif itself against the mizbeach, but rather you're sprinkling, you're spritching it like a zrika. By a chatis soif, it's hazor. You're a little bit far away from the mizbeach, and you're throwing it towards the mizbeach. Whereas an oila soif, your mom is pressing the yif itself against the mizbeach. So chur of your lamala, making a mitzvah, you're pressing the yif against the mizbeach. It's nika clearly that's an oila soif and not a chatis soif. So, it should not be a psul machshav at all. It should even be maratzah.